Welcome to the Pod Fraser Podcast. I'm your host, Sailor Gaze, and my sexy co-host, Benny J. Bobby. We have a special guest today. Introduce yourself.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey. My name's Steve. Some of you might know me as Lord Knight. I'm a fighting game player sponsored by Beast Coast.
Ooh. Yes. And fighting games are my jam. I think it's the greatest town of all time.
That's awesome.
I don't care if everybody says big tomorrow.
even though you're wearing a Pokemon shirt.
Yeah, I was about to say. Hey, listen. I'm watching Tekken videos right now. Okay. But I love fighting games. They're my jam. They bring people together, even if they beat each other up, which is really crazy. And I love that about them. Lord Knight, you're really cool. Thank you. I love that you play anime games. And I watch your videos a lot.
Thank you.
You taught me things, you know. Also, anime games give me anxiety. There's a lot going on screen at the same time. But yeah, what is your favorite fighting game of all time?
My couple of favorite fighting games are probably like pretty niche picks. I would say. Persona 4 Arena, the original one, is my favorite.
I like probably that game. Ever.
Yeah.
That was my first introduced to Persona. It was on anything. She was cool. She was kind of like Makoto. I said, yeah, this is my guy. This is my kung fu person.
Mm-hmm.
That was sick. I just say. But also, what's your favorite fighting game mechanic?
Mechanic?
Yeah.
Mechanics are kind of like. It might sound weird, but like, I don't think they're supposed to like mechanics.
Ooh, okay. Which one did you dislike then?
I could list mechanics I don't like way easier than mechanics I like.
Let's get it. We get negative. Let's get it.
Think about it though. Like mechanics, they're the things that make the game work. So when you're saying like, oh, I like this mechanic, you're just like, oh, this game is functional. So, like, if the comparison was, like, let's say, I don't know, like, Guilty Gear versus, like, some person's alpha version of a game that there's only one character and, like, half the shit doesn't work, then you should be talking about, like, good mechanics. But, like, as far as, like, completed projects, like, the mechanics that you like, I gotta go over here because it's not widescreen, but they just make the game work, right? So...
It's
hard to be like, oh, I love this mechanic, you know? Like, if I was watching someone's video, I'd almost immediately think they're casual. If I watched a video and they're like, man, this mechanic is awesome. I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're definitely... No, I should say casual. Like, just like, play for fun, civilian.
Okay, right. Okay, so civilian, I'm like, yes. A city. All right, when you're in a game, when you're playing online, do you know the difference between that person that... Like, how do you know when you're playing a person that's just like, play for fun... Or a serious player,
you can tell by how they pick options.
Oh,
it's really easy. It's really easy to tell by how they pick options. You can also tell, unless they're like really high level. Only like the highest level players don't do this. But up until a certain level 2, you can tell when someone plays another character, like they're not playing their main character. Outside of obvious stuff like, oh, they can't do combos and stuff, like. Some characters, they encourage you to do specific things, so it could be kind of obvious when people aren't playing their main, unless, like, they're really, really good at the game.
Okay. Dragon Ball FighterZ is one of the craziest games I've ever played of all time. Mm. Okay. How are you feeling right now?
How do you feel
about it?
Oh, everything. I've been to hell about that game.
Is this a post-mortem of the game?
All right. Well, all right. You know what? We'll do this. We'll make it fun. All right. Mm. What team you wish worked that you wish you could play in Dragon Ball FighterZ?
That you wish worked together,
but you know that doesn't work because out of the game.
Well, you see, this is a perfect example of how much of an enemy I am to people. Because my answer is I don't give a fuck. Like I'm just gonna pick some shit.
I like that.
Like for example, a real answer would be like I wish I could play a team that lets me play Trunks because the game never lets me play Trunks. So. I keep trying to play Trunks in the past when I played the game. That's my favorite Dragon Ball character is Trunks. And if you look up me playing tournaments, you'll always see at the beginning of the season, I'm trying to play Trunks. And in the middle of the season, I start playing something else because the game's just like, you can't play Trunks.
Oh,
so there you go. That's a real answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you, Do you still play? Do you still play Final Fighters?
No, I haven't played a DBFZ since Guilty Gear Strive came out. I try to only focus at one game, on one game at a time, because now that like anime games are pretty mainstream fighting games now, so it's just really hard to play multiple fighting games at the same time. You also see people from like other big games like Tekken and like Street Fighter and stuff. They don't really be playing other stuff. Even people who traditionally, I actually was one of those people who traditionally play multiple games. So even people who you like traditionally play multiple games, you don't see them doing that. And you mentioned Tekken, right? So like there was this arc where like what's his name, Arslan Ash was trying to play like KOF and stuff, and people were like, man, he's gonna dominate these games too. What do you think? Okay, I was like, nah, he's not. And they're like, what were you hitting? I'm like, bro, he plays one of the hardest games, right? Because Tekken, basically, if it's the main game, I'm just like, yeah, the game's auto hard. Like, even the game is super scrubby. Everyone's trying to be super sweaty in it, so it's like auto hard. So he plays one of the hardest games, and he has to put all his time into it, and all his competition is not fucking around with like KOF and stuff. Like, there's no shot. Like, he's gonna be good. I was like, I'm not saying he's not gonna be good. He's a smart guy. Okay. Obviously, he's a smart guy, but being like top level in multiple mainstream fighting games, that shit just no, there's a way to do it, and everyone who's done it, including myself, has done it the exact same way. I was like, he's not doing that. I mean, he's doing that method, so I know he's not like being super serious about like, oh yeah, I'm actually gonna not live basically.
Nice. To be good at all these games. Okay. Well, you said hard. What makes Tekken the hardest game?
Well, Tekken is one of the hardest. I don't think it's the hardest game. I basically don't think any game in particular is harder than others. I just think they ask different things from you.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Okay, because I always thought Tekken was tough with 100 moves. I was like, you know what?
Tekken is hard in the way that I'm not used. I actually tried Tekken for the first time last month, and it was a challenge. It was hard, but it's cool. It's fun game.
Yeah, I thought Fighters was a little rough, but Fighters is fine. Once you get past the light, I was like, oh, I can do all this basic stuff, but then I started playing people that do like TODs and stuff like that. You make one mistake, you care. I was like, okay, we're different levels to this now. Okay, we're dealing with this. Because I was like, how does you make a character do that? Like, I learned Frieza loops for the first time, and that felt great to do it in a match, but then I was like, I fought a Broly player and I died. And it felt really bad.
Yeah,
that didn't feel too good. That didn't feel too good being bodied by one character. I was like, you know what? That didn't feel great. My whole team got murdered. I was like, you know what? Yeah, maybe this game, you know, 3v5, I mean, 3v3 fight is a little rough. A little hard. I've seen Mortal Kombat doing something like that, but I don't really. Mortal Kombat's a little rough, too. It's a little weird to think about it. Do you play NRS games?
Not really. So I've tried a couple. Honestly, I played far more Injustice than I have Mortal Kombat. NRS games are kind of weird.
Why Injustice? Why Injustice?
It just right time, right place, you know, like Injustice came out after MK9, I believe.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really playing anything. Like I was playing Persona at that time, but Persona was already out for the year. So
which one?
Huh?
What are you talking about? The fighting Persona 4?
Persona 4 Arena, yeah. When I say Persona, I basically always talk about Arena. But yeah, Persona 4 Arena came out the year before, so I played it for like a year already. So I was like, oh yeah, I'll try. You know, I try many fighting games. I love the genre.
Hey, man. So
I played that for months, and then Injustice 2 also. Like, I want to say it came out. Did it come out before or after MKX? I actually forget. But it was just again at that just at a time where like I had a lot of time on one game, so I could try another game. It just always seemed to feel like that. That's why I ended up playing them.
Okay. Nice. Do you prefer pad or a stick?
Or hitbox? I've been playing stick for 14 years, I think.
I do love stick. Do you play stick for every game or no?
Basically every game. The last time I played pad was like Multiverses or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think stick and hitbox. Well, technically stick is the worst controller. Like the worst one, but like, but the best thing about stick is that you can literally play any game. Where like pad, it's hard to play old games. It's fine if you play a new game, but if you play an old game, pad's gonna be really annoying. Hitbox, you can also play everything, but they're not like there's no like Sony hitbox or Microsoft hitbox. It's all like third party shit. So like it can be situationally annoying to use hitbox. Where like if you use stick, you literally will never have a problem ever.
which is really nice. And you can just play anywhere, and it's fine. And the only difference is when people put like crazy shit in their stick, like 2 pound springs and shit. And like every time people do that, I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
I have a question. So like, so Beast Ghost, I've been presented by them from different avenues of video games, not just fighting games, but also like competitive Pokemon and all that stuff. But how did you end up being in Beast Ghost? How did that journey start?
So you're going back to like, so I think the team started in 2017 and one of my Smash friends. So actually like the first competitive video game I played in tournaments was Smash Melee. So I played Melee and Brawl, and during Brawls, like, I was getting dog shit, like, so bad game.
Yeah, no one liked it.
This is a really bad game. I know there are people out there who love Brawl, my bad, but I just really did not have a good time. While I was playing Melee, you know, I don't know about you guys, but, like, you just had friends in high school, just played, like, many video games, you playing with each other and stuff. So I had a friend who was really into fighting games. He was into like Guilty Gear and Melty Blood. And the funny thing is, the first time I saw Melty Blood, I was like, what the fuck is this garbage, bro? You have Buddha Guilty Gear. But it actually is pretty funny that I ended up being like the US champ for Melty Blood for like years. Like, at one point, I was like the definitive best player of Melty Blood in the US, like for a few years. So it's kind of funny how things work out, but it's also because of that friend that I found out about like high level fighting games like SBO and stuff. So the first game I saw SBO was Melty Blood. That's what got me really inspired, right? So hopping ahead, actually another side note, because I made Guilty Gear, but like when I started Melty Blood, I fucking hated Guilty Gear because Guilty Gear players at the time were such obnoxious humans. Like I'm like, dude, shut up about your goddamn game. Like, oh, the best game. Every game sucks. I'm like, dude, come on, man. And like 2014, I go to Sweden for a tour. I get flown out to Sweden. It was actually pretty lucky. And I met we did play Brawl, right? Yeah, so there was like Brawl there. I met a Smash player named Mr. R there. And he was really cool. We ended up like hanging out a lot there. And then, you know, going back and forth. He goes back, you know, all Smash people, North America is like the main place to play. Right, so the North America and Japan. Europe is way better now, but back in the day, Europe was not way better skill-wise. I mean, there wasn't a lot of events, big events in Europe at the time, where now there's like far more options, right? So I would see him in North America. And in 2017, so this was in Smash 4, he got picked up. Him and Mike Hayes, I believe, they got picked up by this team called Beast Coast. And I remember DMing him. I'm like, yo. Because it's just like, now you guys all know it, but like, this is a small account, has like 50 followers or something. I was like, dude, you getting scammed, bro? Like, you good? Like, what's wrong, man? And he's like, nah, man, trust, it's legit. Trust me, man, I'll tell you at Evo. Trust, bro. Like, the whole reason I'm even able to go to Evo is because of these guys. Like, trust. All right, so we go to Evo, they have an after party. They're playing like Zelda trap music, some shit. And then he's telling me, he's selling me on Beast Coast. And at the time, so this is 2017, this is like 6 or 7 months before Dragon Ball FighterZ actually comes out. So at this time, a couple things are happening. So a lot of people are hyped for Dragon Ball, and they announced Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. And the Capcom people, you could just go back and look, but the Capcom people are shilling the fuck out of Marvel Infinite, right? And I was a little depressed about fighting games. I didn't know what to really do with like my life. At the time, you know, I'm like working 9 to 5 and stuff, and I was like, man, it'd be sick if I could go full time play fighting games too. And Guilty Gear, if you've seen Guilty Gear Xrd, it's a beautiful game, honestly. It really holds up. Like that 2.5D, like cel shaded anime style still looks really good. It's not like Strive looks drastically better than Xrd. Like it's just a different style.
Mm-hmm.
So like when Dragon Ball got announced, even though like I'm not the biggest Dragon Ball fan of all time, there's some people who are super passionate about Dragon Ball. Like, their fucking lives are Dragon Ball. I was like, this is kind of the game I've been waiting for. You know what I mean? So he pitched me to Beast Coast. They're like, lol. Like, they don't even know what the fuck Guilty Gear is. They're like, whatever, man. And I was like, well, I kind of expected that. Like, who's sponsoring Xrd players? You know what I mean? There's a couple sponsored Xrd players, but nothing on, you know, Echo Fox was around at the time. Evil Geniuses actually matters at the time. So there's nothing like that. But when Dragon Ball comes out, because needless to say, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite flopped really bad. So Dragon Ball comes out, and I'm playing, and a couple of weeks in, I'm like, wow, this game fucking sucks ass. I am trolling if I don't play the game. I can't be the me from Evo 2017, being like, you know, it'd be nice, and then also be like, oh, like, this game sucks. I'm not gonna play. I'm gonna, you know, turn my nose up until like a real fighting game comes out. So I grit my teeth. I ask people in my region about characters and stuff. And I actually put together a pretty decent team that makes me like the game a lot more. Right, or at least makes the game playable, I should say.
I was a hell the first week. I ain't gonna lie, bro. That game was rough learning, bro. I was like, you know what, it's fine. I just died with one character. Yamcha. It was Goku. It was Super Saiyan Goku, and then it was crazy. Then Bardock released, and that was crazy. King Goku, I was in hell. I said,
Bardock was OP, man.
Bro,
OP,
really bro. Menace.
That was really broken when he came out, yeah.
Who did you play when you first started?
The first team I actually played was actually pretty good. It was, pretty good. I just didn't know that it was good. It was Kid Buu, Android 18, SSJ Goku. It was actually a pretty good team.
That's a good team. That's good. That's
but pretty quickly, I switched to Kid Buu Trunks and Android 16. And then they announced the Summit of Power pretty early. And all the fighting game community was like, they thought it was a scam. Because they're like, who are these people just dropping 25k in this game? But, my Smash friends, you know, they're big in Smash Beyond the Summit. So my Smash friends was like, yo, you got to get on this shit, bro. Like, you got to really, like, this, you could do something to this. So I dropped Trunks. I switched to Cell. And that team sucks ass, by the way, but it got the job done.
Yo, Cell's dope. Cell's dope.
Cell was good. The Cell team sucks. That was the thing. Team was like Kid Buu, Cell, Android 16, which is three good characters that don't work well together. I got into Summit of Power, and like basically like a couple of weeks out, I had some big wins at that tournament too. I did okay. I got like 16 people. I think I got like ninth or seventh. They contacted me after.
That's awesome.
I got on Beast Coast, so I've been on there since then.
That's awesome. Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. What do you want in Dragon Ball Fighters 2?
Huh?
What do you want in Dragon Ball Fighters 2?
I would actually prefer they make another, they use another franchise and do another Dragon Ball game.
Oh, what do you want?
I don't know. Like,
I want JoJo.
We need another Persona game, man.
Even Persona, like, this is like one of my enemy things. I would prefer them try to do new things than recycle old things. So I love Persona 4, you know? And you know, there was rumors forever that there's gonna be a Persona 5 fighting game, but like prefer them to do even some shit I don't care about, like One Piece or something. I'd prefer them to do like One Piece.
So like, interesting. They got a lot of characters, so
yeah.
Trust me.
Okay,
I'm surprised they haven't done that. Honestly,
it's probably hard to get the
license.
That's why. Yeah, like really, really.
Or just do a Shonen Jump fight. Why don't just instead of Jump Force?
The Shonen, man, they're really, really, really stingy about the IPs.
Yeah, I know. That's why I say the moon.
Like, wasn't there a big deal about Fighters? Like, they canceled it because of the licensing for like tournaments.
Yeah, in the first year, I think they ended up working this out. In the first year, they were canceling DreamHack tournaments. Basically, if a corporation, like a company, ran a tournament, the IP owners would pull up and be like, oh, the Dragon Ball license is like 25k or whatever. Damn. That's why. So they don't really go at grassroots things because it's like a community ran thing, but like when you do it at a corporate, like a company level, the expectation is that it's like profit driven.
Yeah.
So that's why. That only lasted like a month or two, though. And then just DreamHack just stopped running Dragon Ball, and then that was the end of that. Basically.
Because Fighters like ruled EVA. It was like the number one request a game that year. I was like, bro, this game is taking over. It is a complete 180 a couple years later.
Yeah,
I was like, this game.
It was crazy. I was Evo 2019? Was it 2018?
2018, 2019. Yeah. And that bracket was stacked. I played Wawa. I was like, brother. I don't even know. Was it Wawa? It was who?
I don't think Wawa was traveling.
Not Wawa. Not Wawa. It was, who did I play? God damn it. He was amazing. It was Degora. Degora or somebody. He was amazing.
Yeah.
He was a beast. I was like, all right, wait, chill out. Vegito. I was a hell. And then I played a random guy. I got the body switch off of Captain Yee. It was great. And guy was a character I didn't know how to play. Jesus Christ. I played Captain Yee, Cooler, and it was Z Brawly. I played that character. A little weird. But my dream, you know, I wanted to play really bad. 18, Videl and Kefla. That was my favorite.
I love them.
My favorite character. But that was hard. That was hard to use. I was like, but yeah, I still love the game. You know, I got body. That's my favorite thing about fighting games. I just like to learn. I like to learn. It was fun. Evo was dope. Everybody should go before they die. Everybody should go. Evo is one of the biggest things. I entered in Street Fighter, Tekken, and Fighters. I did go 0-2 by myself. So that was my goal, just to not go 0-2 and just to play fighting games and hang out with people. It was great. It was nice. Evo's great. Everybody should go. Are you excited for Evo this year? Are you excited?
I don't know. It always depends on the year. What's up? So in like today's fighting game landscape, in classic fighting game landscape, like Evo is how you top off your year. But in today's fighting game landscape, you basically have like two things going on at the same time. If you're playing a lot, you have like Evo, and like if your game's the main game, you have a tour to think about. So the annoying thing, I should say it's annoying, but it's like lightly annoying, is that a lot of tours end around like the end of basketball season, right? So like around like February, March. Yeah. Like February, March or so.
You said basketball season?
Yeah, like college.
Oh, college. Yeah. College is like, yeah, March or like early April.
Yeah. So a lot of tours ends around then. And there's a lot of like thought about like, is a patch coming? Like, you don't have a lot of time to think about. I mean, depending on what you're doing, I should say, you don't have a lot of time to think about like Evo as a thing. So like in my case, so for example, if you're doing well on the tour and your character's not getting patched and you're playing at top tier, you're chilling. You can just focus on Evo. But if you don't have those things together, then you got to think about like what character you want to use. Are you going to think about Evo? Are you going to think about the tour? Because the tour is a long. If you think about Evo, then you need to double down on what you're doing. And if the thing you're doing is not the most effective thing, then you got to like triple down. Basically, it's rough. It could be stressful. If you decide to focus on the tour, you got to play the long game, which means you got to commit to switching to something, which means your results are going to be worse for a while, for the most part, unless the thing is like hyper broken. So it's like a tough period. And I've been doing a lot of thoughts about like characters and stuff that I've been basically starting since like the end of March, right? So Evo, even though Evo is actually one of my big goals, like I've never actually won a main event at Evo before, I also had to think about the tour too. So I was like, I think we're gonna go long game on this one. So I like Evo is just kind of like, you know, I'm gonna go have fun, you know, see what they reveal and stuff, but like tournament wise whatever happens.
Okay, all right, nice. All right, describe the FGC in one word.
You're asking the wrong person. I didn't know what the FGC is, and I'll keep it real, bro. I live in the woods. Like, I don't really have a scene near me, so, like, I just pull up to tournaments. That's really what I'm doing, upload videos.
That's my life. Okay, cool. I like that. Okay. Who is your favorite, besides yourself, who's your favorite fighting game player?
Besides myself. Do people really be telling you they're their own favorite player?
Some people.
That's an insane ego. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Hey, you never know. Yeah. Okay.
I do actually like watching myself play, though, I will say. Sometimes. Mm. Yeah. Like, I do get the thought of, like, man, like, that thing I did was really good. It's even like small stuff, like I held my ground, or like I didn't back off, or like I read him or her really hard, like that stuff. That's all valid. But when someone's like, "I'm my own favorite player," I'm like, dude.
I'm the guy. Especially
knowing how some of y'all play, by the way, how some people be playing, I'm like, you are your own favorite. You playing the game like that? I know. Good for you. Live your best life, I guess.
Okay. What is, all right? Well, we know all about fighting games, but what about you? What about you? How are you? How are you, Mr. Lornette? How are you?
I'm chilling.
How are you? Okay, we go ahead. All right, what's your what are you doing besides fighting games?
Frankly, it's a big part of my life. Really, I really love fighting games. I really love fighting games. I've been playing them in tournaments for a really long time. Like a really, really, really long time at this point. I do other stuff, like I like going to the gym. No, obviously travel is a big part of fighting games. So, you can when you say travel, you can either like show up to the hotel, go home, or you can like try to like be at the place. I really try to like absorb the places I be going, because you know it's definitely a blessing to be able to like do this and like see all these places. So I really enjoy traveling. You know, I make videos. That takes a lot of time. That does take a lot of time. It's fun. It's actually pretty fun.
Okay.
To make videos and share my perspective and stuff and get feedback and all that. That stuff's all really cool. That's really the majority of my time. I always like have a list of goals and stuff I want to do. And I try to always have like one or two things that are new, so I'm not just like doing the same things over and over. And then also like when I have time, I try to play like some single player games that I really want to play, because I'm usually like, especially funny enough, since like gaming full time, I spend like less time on single player games than I used to.
Yeah, that's what I'm struggling with right now. I'm just playing like every fighting game right now, and I'm like, damn, Stellar Blade right there. I bought it and I bought it, but I'm trying to find a balance between, because I could play and fighting game and do other things either, but like story games, I gotta put my headphones locked in.
Yeah,
gotta lock it.
People tell me to stream some of these games. I'm like, no way, dude. Like, nah. Some games, nah. Especially RPG. Yeah. RPGs, I could never stream. I don't even know how people can watch a stream of an RPG of just like a normal playthrough and not like a challenge or like a speedrun or something. Just like, I've never played this game before. Like, nah, dude.
What's the thing about RPG?
Oh, good question. Yeah, good question. There's a few that I like Final Fantasy 12.
Okay.
Maybe not a common pick for Final Fantasy games, but I think that game is fire. Honestly.
Okay.
For normal RPGs. Also like Dragon Quest, like Dragon Quest V and 10. No, not 10. 10's the fucking online one. 11.
Oh, Echoes of Elusive
Age. Of course Persona, I love Persona. I wish they made more Seiken Tensetsu games that aren't like meme games. I actually really enjoyed those. I think Tales picked up recently. Oh, Tales used to be like amazing, and then it turned into a meme game for a while, so I stopped paying attention, but then it got good again. So I got to Tales of Bestaria. That was really good.
Okay. Have you tried Arise?
Yeah. I have it. I do own the game.
Bro, I do own the game.
That's what I got for you. I own it.
I do own it.
I do own it. So it's tell you, I'm trying to play. I am trying to play. I play SRPGs too. So like Fire Emblem is like my favorite series, I think. So I play like all the Fire Emblem games. That's like one of the only games where like if it comes out, I drop everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
How was engaged for you?
God's gift, truly.
Oh really?
All right. It's amazing. I know it looks like a meme game. If you actually like Fire Emblem, it's God's gift. It's so good.
How was Three Hope?
Three Hopes? The fan fiction game?
Yeah.
I didn't buy that shit. Are you kidding me, bro? Yeah. It's just fucking Dynasty Warriors, Fire Emblem. I'm good, bro.
I said
actual Fire Emblem games. Dude.
Not I know some people get mad at me, but like, I don't.
What did you think of Three Houses?
I actually really like Three Houses. And I get kind of I get kind of upset when like really good game. Okay, when like they make a good game and they take like a risk on a game, and then the game comes out, people like it's amazing. And a year later, they're like, "Yeah, wasn't this shit mid?" That's what they did. Three Houses.
I hate that, bro.
It's really annoying. It's really fucking annoying. People do that. Three Houses is a good game. Honestly, it's a good game. They took a lot of risks on that game. Yeah. Too.
Well, basically made it optional for the the permadeath mode.
They did. So I'm not even talking about that stuff. It's like it depends on who you talk to. Like the permadeath thing being optional is fine to me. I don't really care that they added like it as a toggle, because it just means more people can play. And like there's some games. So for example, like the fifth Fire Emblem game is called Thrasia 776. That game is amazing, but it's also very difficult, and there's no difficulty toggle. So, and the story is really good, but since it's also really hard, like, there are people who are just not going to be able to experience the story. And it's a really good story. So, having the toggle for people, like, if they're really just about, like, the story, they're not trying to struggle, then, like, you know, just is what it is. You know what I mean? The only thing is, I'm just not trying to hear about your strategy because you're not playing the real game. But, like, you could get through the story. I mean, that's not it. It's usually what people complain about is, like, balance and pacing and, like, and some of the complaints are valid, but I still think it's overall, like, a really good farm. So, I'm not trying to hear no haters, bro. Unlike another game, Breath of the Wild, which I thought was mid the first time I played it, and everyone came at me. Because I was like, this game is fucking mid as hell. And the people got really mad. But then people later were like, yo, this game's mid. I was like, yeah, I said that immediately. This game's fucking mid.
My only complaint is just the durability is trash.
Nah, it's not about durability. That shit's lit, actually. That's just fire.
I hate it. I hate that part. Everything else I love, but I'm like, I hate durability. Like, it's like three heads broken. I'm like, bro, really?
Come on. That's just fire, though. Real. But Tears of the Kingdom is really good. I've been playing it recently. And it's actually a massive improvement. huge improvement.
Such a great game.
I'm not trying to hear nobody talk shit. I actually started the game because I started seeing on my YouTube feed people making videos about how Tears of the Kingdom is mid. What exactly 1 year later? And I was like, I gotta boot it up.
Let's go. Okay, that's awesome. What's your favorite game system?
Yeah, man. Game system?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Who gives a fuck?
Well, so you play mostly on PC
for your fighting games, or no? Right now I play Guilty Gear on PC, mostly because there's frame data mods on there, and a couple of reward tour events are on PC, so I've been playing now on PC. But I usually try to play on console usually.
Okay,
yeah, because the tournament standard is usually console. So
nice. What's the best tournament you ever been to?
Best tournament I've ever been. There's a tournament called Video Games. What is it called? Wait. Is it really called Video X Games? It's called VXG. There was a lot of controversy around this tournament, actually. This is actually about 10 years ago. They only ran it on an international scale one time. It was in the Caribbean. And oh my god, this is some old lore, but like the dude basically convinced like the government of like one of the island countries in the Caribbean, the tourist board, to like put a bunch of money in this tournament to like fly out people from like the US and shit. And the idea was if you could get like popular fighting game players to come, then other people would come. And they would only need like 100 people not from the Caribbean to like break even, pretty much. And the concept was there's a tournament in the day, and then they close the venue at like 6:30 p.m. which is really fucking early for a tournament, by the way. People would get mad at almost every other event if they did this. But they would direct you to like some party, some like 12-hour party or some shit after, three times, basically 3 days straight. And so, of course, you know, I'm an anime player, so they do not hook me up with the free flight. But they did. Give me a room. They did give me a room. They were very nice to give me a room. They're like, oh, you're an international person, so we'll just give you a room. I was like, okay. And then they gave me the international tournament player pass, not the normal competitor pass. And that shit is like all you can eat, for 3 days, and all you could drink for 3 days. It was amazing. It was fucking amazing. It was such a good... people flamed the fuck out of that tournament for years, but that tournament was honestly amazing. And my two friends, non-fighting game friends, came with me from college, and like I was just... We were just like getting free bottles and shit. It was great. I thought it was amazing, bro. 10 out of 10. We'll go again. I actually do not regret going. It is amazing. Worst hangovers of my fucking life, though.
Worth it.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. What do you wish more fighting game tournaments would do?
What do I... this one, I'm probably like the worst person to ask because I don't really care, again. Like... There's some people who they always have something to say about a tournament, but like, and I think it's valid. Some of the stuff is valid. Like, for example, this is also kind of an old story. I think they got better about this, but did you know that BlazBlue is the most demanding game, for a PS4 to run? By the way, PS4s, base PS4s have a problem running BlazBlue for too long because the PS4 overheats and then BlazBlue will lag, right? So this is the way it's supposed to say. BlazBlue demands the most power from a PS4 console out of any fighting game. That's the way.
That's insane.
Yeah. So there was one of my old trading partners, really good friends, SKD, like really, really, really well known BlazBlue player. Like I'm also known for BlazBlue. But he has like a lot of great accomplishments in that game and stuff. And but the thing is, he didn't travel anywhere near as much as me. Like I'm really well known for like just traveling because I don't have another way to play. So I just go. I'm like, man, if I don't go, I'm not playing, right? So he goes to Evo, and there's a thing that they do at events. It's called like daisy chaining, where they like link power banks with each other, but that affects how much power the consoles can draw, right? Cool. And the thing is, like, and it's not TL's fault, especially at that time, because they like you wouldn't know, but basically as time goes on, TL's have gotten a lot better at this. In the past, they really only cared about like Street Fighter, Marvel. Like they didn't really care about like the other events of the game. So like they used to make all these mistakes with like sound, power, all these things. But I think overall they've mostly fixed all these things, mostly by necessity, especially because, you know, since Dragon Ball came out, Dragon Ball plus Guilty Gear, like anime games were like the main fighting games for like 5 years, like the not like a main fighting game, like the main fighting game for like a while. So they were kind of like forced to fix this. So like that's why you don't really hear me complaining very much about how like tournaments are ran and stuff. As long as like I can play casuals and the event runs generally on time. I don't get memed by like it's really small stuff. Like I don't like it when a TL's personality. You ever hear how like side note? You ever hear like who told me this? This is mean, but also like funny. I thought, but like how some people volunteer for cons because like it's the one time they could be powerful. Have you ever heard that?
My boy got
their bracket runners like that. So one thing that pissed me off about tournaments is when there's a bracket runner who's like, I don't care who the fuck you are, I'm gonna DQ you if you're late. So there was a time I was literally right in front of this dude, and he's like, where's Lord Back? I'm gonna DQ him. I'm like, bro, I'm literally right here. I have not moved. He was constantly looking for a reason to DQ me. I was like, that's fucking obnoxious, bro. Like, I'm here, I've been talking to you, I tell you every, like, that shit's annoying. I don't like that. Or like, you know, like Evo Japan last year, a lot of people were complaining about Evo Japan for a bunch of reasons. There was a lot of stuff they didn't do well, but I still was like, it was aight. This year's Evo Japan actually pissed me off more than last year's Evo Japan.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you go?
Yeah, I did go.
Oh, shit.
It was two things. One, they didn't let you play. That shit made me lose my mind. They did not let you play casuals. I play pretty hard character. I play Baiken, so pretty hard character to play. Can't warm up. And then I'm watching Tekken people on the table over warming up, but they won't let us warm up, which pissed me off a lot. And then two was the how you register for the tournament was really fucking annoying. Because you have to, the website stuff is fine. You know, Japan is different. So the website stuff was fine, but you have to take your phone and go to a fucking 7-Eleven and show them a thing and they print this thing and you sign the thing and they take it and they print you a ticket on some Willy Wonka shit and give it to you. And you have to fucking bring it to. I was like, dude, what the fuck is this, dude?
What is this? Some third party bullshit.
That shit was obnoxious. I'm not gonna lie. That shit was obnoxious. But the not being able to play, that's what I'm saying. Like, all I want to do is go up? Play. What?
No warm ups, you said?
Yeah, no warm ups is fucking. I was not.
I play biking and I'm in hell. So they're not even doing anything. They're like, nah. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, okay. I do want to go to that one. That's one. I wanted to go to Japan anyway before I die.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right. I'm gonna check it out there.
Yeah, it's cool.
I do want to go there. That's what's the best place you've been?
Like, I don't know. I think actually, if you asked me this a few years ago, I would have an answer. But I don't know. I've been having this like the world is sick kind of vibe recently, where like everywhere's cool. Like when you think about it, so I don't really have a specific place. Oh, what I've been doing more is telling people that I think America is sick, and some people get mad, but it is.
Yeah, pride, American pride, brother.
Actually, the more I travel, the more I like the U.S., which is probably not a common take. But I like everywhere else too. That's the thing. Like, I think just everywhere has their good points and bad points, and like everywhere is like cool. And maybe it's a mid kind of answer, but
that's a kind of unpopular answer. Because like anytime you ask anybody, they'll be like, "God, I want to leave here." I'm like, "Bro, you sure about that?" Because like other places, they may be fun to visit, maybe not to live.
Yeah. Like for example, I would never live in Japan. Easy, even though I like going, I would never live there.
Yeah, I'll take physical walk by. That's what I want to do just for a couple weeks. That's it.
Yeah. It's cool, it's sick. I love Japan, but I would not live in Japan for sure.
Yeah, I want to play arcade. They have cool arcades,
they do. Arcades are really, they really fell off since the heyday, though, because you know, all the games are coming out on console first, so there's way less. Motivation for people to go out, which means less cabs, but it makes the competition more fair though. So I do like that the games come out all at the same time everywhere, you know. There's not even a DBFZ arcade version, you know that, right?
What? Interesting. Wow. Damn.
Because they usually always do Tekken for like arcades and stuff like that too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, basically every Street Fighter, SF4 always came out in arcades first.
Yeah.
SF5 has arcade versions. SF6 has an arcade version. Guilty Gear Strive has an arcade version. NRS games, you know, they're made in America, so they don't do that. But
yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of these games have arcade like in modern days, you just do the arcade versions later. But what they used to do is they released arcade versions first, and then after like 9 months to a year, or sometimes more than that, they would release the console version. But
really?
As the genre grew, they started making the lead time less and less until SF5, I think. SF5, probably the first game that I saw where it came on console first.
Yeah, SF5 had a terrible launch.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
We got scammed.
It was Wallen. That was a game. It was not fun. It was not lit. That survival mode was crazy.
Survival was trash.
That was crazy. That was crazy. But yeah, Street Fighter 6 is better. I like Street Fighter 6. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of that. That's a good comeback.
These DLCs are dumb, bro.
DLC is always gonna be crazy, bro. DLC is always gonna be wild. I'll give it for any fighting game just now. Just slow down. Let's enjoy it. But yeah, I like it.
But we always talk about comics, movies. What is your favorite movie?
I don't know.
Do you even watch movies?
Not really.
Do you watch movies?
Yeah, not really. It'd be like I saw some stuff in theaters. I saw like Lord of the Rings in theaters. That was cool.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm paying for that. I thought Lord of the Rings always went. Okay. Have you ever read a comic book?
Nah, not really. I was definitely raised on like anime manga.
Okay.
Everybody's really wearing the lantern shirt, man.
Favorite anime.
Yeah, I like the shirt, bro.
I know. No. You're
killing it, bro.
He looks like a lantern, bro. I'm not gonna lie, bro. You just have the wisdom.
I'll give you a ring. All right. What's your favorite anime?
There we go.
Anime?
Yeah.
High School DxD.
Oh, shit. Hey. Okay. 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 All right. I know that. Okay. We cook it. Okay. We cook it. Okay. Okay.
I always say DxD. I always say DxD.
Okay. Favorite manga.
Oh, there's a couple. Some weird ones. There's like Ubelblot. You ever heard of that?
I have heard that.
It's not good. It's okay. Not like amazing.
Okay. Give me five anime hot takes.
Anime hot takes?
Yeah.
Is there hot takes? Oh, they're doing stuff like, I don't really have hot takes. I'm just like stop putting idols in everything. That's one. That's annoying as fuck. That's actually one of the things I dislike the most about anime is like when they put idols in everything. Like I can take a beach episode. I hate when they put an idol thing for no reason.
Okay.
You have a beach episode, an idol episode, and when you do an idol episode, I'm like, shut up. I also think modern anime is a little lazy, kind of.
Okay.
Because I understand why they do what they do, but I don't like that so much stuff is adaptations only. So I know why they do it, and it's not like I'm mad that they make adaptations of stuff. I mean, games have the same problem too, right? Like people just don't take risks. So in an anime perspective, it would be there's not too much original anime. Like back, I feel like before there used to be like a ton of original anime, like a nice split of original anime and then like adaptations. So right now,
adaptations. So you're talking about like adaptations from mangas and video games, all that stuff,
and light novels and stuff. Yeah, like okay. There's no balance right now. Is what I'm saying. Like it's like it feels like everything's an adaptation right now. And yeah. There's very few like original anime, but also I get why. Because everything's like that, right? Everything is like that right now across all media. So yeah. I don't really blame anime for doing that because everyone else is doing it. I'm just, you know, there's something I don't like that much. That's all I got. I got to.
Okay.
I'm not so deep. I have like five, you know, like super in-depth anime hot takes. Besides that, I'm just like, just watch what you want. You know, it's fine. Chill.
Okay. I love it so much.
Do you?
Fighting games are gonna. All right, listen. All right, what is your fighting game ritual like practice, like for practicing, like fighting game? Like, what do you do? Like, make sure you have down. Like, what's the checkpoint you gotta get to make sure you're good to go for a tournament or anything?
Well, you're never ready. Basically, it is never ready. So you can pretty much all you can do is try to be the best version of you because you can't actually be okay. Yeah, you can't actually be fully prepared for a lot of reasons. So what you do is you try to be the best version of you so that the assumption should also be you're definitely going to play worse in competition. That's why you're trying to improve so much. So the goal is for the worst version of you to be better than everyone else. That's the goal. And this involves outside of like the obvious, like learning a character, learning a combo, that's just whatever. A lot of it is play plus review from a matchup perspective. And another goal, there's actually one that's a little bit newer, like maybe six months ago or something, is that you try to raise your overall seeding enough so that you can actually get ready for a tournament. Because you can't, it's actually really hard to, like, what does that mean, get ready for a tournament? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah. I mean, for, like, all right, say, like, for me, when I play a tournament, like, I used to just play with my friends, but I know them, like, personally, and I'm weird like that, so I'm like Batman when it comes to that, so I watch them play other games, stuff like that. It's like, oh, okay, that's been fighting you, but when I go to, like, a random one, I'm just, like, practice the games, practice combos, left and right side, look at spacing and stuff like that. Just look at what I'm doing wrong, or just play people that are, like, better at it. That's not about. That's what I usually do.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying, right? Like when people like get ready for a tournament, most people's definition of getting ready for a tournament doesn't really mean anything. It's like you're just playing the way you would be playing anyway. So the thing is, like in the past, basically, a bunch of people who perform, I actually shouldn't say this about other people, but definitely for myself, since the competition pool was not like super large, even when I was getting larger, there's always going to be a certain percent of players you're basically going to clear if you take the game seriously and you're actually good at the game, right? So what would end up happening is like you kind of just run into the same people over and over at the end. You do your best to prepare for their character and then like basically learn their playstyle, try to counter their playstyle, right? But since the games are bigger now, it is much harder to do that thing, to like actually like memorize people's playstyles, because there's just so many like people you could run into. And it also sometimes depends on the character. So like, for example, in Guilty Gear, it's far easier to prepare for like Testament as a character than it is to prepare for Nagoriyuki as a character. Because okay. Testament players tend to play the same. Even the best Testament players tend to play the same. Similar, just they're just better at it. Just it's kind of how the character is, kind of how the player base is, right? So once you get good against Testament, you clear like 95% of them, because they all have like the very similar flaws. They all pick very similar things in the same situations. So you only have to worry about a really small player base of Testament players, and whether or not you're even going to run to the character that deep in the bracket anyway. So the deepest I've ran into Testament was probably last year when I played Idom for top 24. So that I have not played a Testament player in a tournament with more than 500 people past top 24, right? As opposed to Nagoriyuki, where one, a shit ton of people play him. Two, there's a lot of ways you can play him. Three, they don't all pick the same shit. The only thing Nagoriyuki players have in common is that they, for some reason, I mean, not for some reason, probably just because he's top tier, has a lot of HP, I don't know, that they have this energy of the rules are for thee, but not for me. That's the only thing they have in common. Besides that, they all have, like, little quirks about what they do, because the character's so open-ended. Right? So, a random Nagoriyuki player is much scarier than a random Testament player. Tears aside, because a lot of people are like, oh, obviously, Nagoriyuki's better, that's why. But like, for example, I am not afraid of a random soul at all. Like, I'll take any soul player, right, unnamed soul player, over an unnamed Nago player. Because soul players, low and mid-level soul players, also all tend to do the same thing. It's not until very high-level, actually, soul, that you run into people who actually have, like, different things about their playstyle. But Nagoriyuki specifically, they just all do, it's just the way the character's built. Like, he just is like that. So, by raising their seating, you can make it so that the chances that you run into unknown players of characters that have a lot of variety in playstyle, you can reduce your chances of running into that. And that's kind of how you get ready. Because then by being high enough, you could make your path predictable enough that you can try to reduce the volatility of your run.
I have a question for each of y'all. Well, okay. First for you, Lord Knight, and I'm going to answer my own question too at the end. All right, out of all the tournaments and fighting game situations you've been in, can you recall, and the same thing for you, Sailor, the greatest moment at a tournament in your career?
I have a lot of screamers, you know? Like, what I mean is, like, moments where, like, I'm playing and people just, like, freaking out, both because of something I'm doing and something my opponent's doing. So, there's times like, the first time I played, because, you know, in like SF4 time, that's when like Daigo and Takedo were coming a lot. So we started having like top US versus top Japan a lot. So a couple years later, we started having top US versus Japan anime games, actually Persona 4 Arena. So, I play like the number one Teddy in Japan and beat him. People were literally stomping, like losing their shit, like people waving flags and shit. Like I was shook. I will not forget that feeling. I was really, really shook. During that, like, really nervous about that. There's a whole story about like how I got ready for that too. But I've also been on the opposite side. So, like, for example, the first Ultimax major, I play a training partner from my state. Actually, I play named Grover. I played fighting games with him for a long time. And the way he beat me in grand finals is, if I recall correctly, he DP'd my gold burst in neutral, which I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? That is so rad. He just literally ran at me full screen. And there's like, you know, like, let's say, like, kind of like a real fight. It's like an invisible line. You think of like, oh, this guy passes this line. I got to like do X, Y, Z. Yeah. So I was like, just like playing like a wait and see. And he just like guns it. And he keeps gunning it. And I gold burst. And he DPs my gold burst. into Super. And I was like, and then later I'm like, why did you do that? He's like, oh, I just felt like I should run at you at DP now. I was like, dude, it what? Like, that's one of the moments where you're just like, dude, like, some people, man, like, you just, I usually could tell you, like, why I do everything I do, but there's some people who are like, yeah, I just did it. It's like, fuck it.
That's right.
And everybody freaked out when he did it. That's, everyone was like, dude. On camera, they go to camera, I'm like, I was like, what the fuck was that? It's like last round. It's so anime, too. They actually used this to promote the game, because it was the last game of the tournament, and it went the last round. And you know me, I like tournaments. So I like making things hype. So I picked Burn My Dread last battle for last game. If any time I'm in a tournament and it goes to game 5 reset, I'll pick Burn My Dread last battle for it. So he fucking DP'd my cover. What the fuck is wrong with you, Grover? Yeah, so I have a bunch, you know. I probably like a couple per game where like some shit happened where like crowd is screaming, arena is screaming, like whatever.
What about you, Seven?
Oh, I think I think when Calvin beat me like 100-0 on Street Fighter 4, and I was like, yeah, I'm into learning this game. I need to learn how to play this game.
Yeah, I'll never forget that moment my whole life. I'll never forget it. That started everything, bro. Yeah.
I went on YouTube, I saw a video of people who, like, back in the day, I'm playing arcades and recording. That started it all. And then I beat him now, and I don't have any issues now.
my moment was in Injustice 1. I was at Philadelphia Wizard World. They had a tournament for the Injustice game, and this is before they patched Deathstroke. So of course everybody was running Deathstroke. But it's weird. The prize for the tournament was a signed copy of the panel, the actual comic book panel of Superman killing Joker from the actual artist. So I was like, let me try it. So I'm playing there. I'm playing as Doomsday. I know people hate him, but I'm like, look, you're going to play with fire. I'm going to use fire. So I'm at the last match. A guy plays Deathstroke, and I destroy him set one. He bitches, right? He just complains the entire time. He's like, man, you know, they got to patch him, man. Well, you know, he was doing full screen shooting. Bro, it was bullshit. Then he destroys me round 2. And I'm like, fuck, I'm about to lose, man. I'm about to lose this shit. Then I realized my friend told me, he was like, Ben, every time he does the wake up, just block. It's going to leave it wide open. And I was like, because he did the little spinning wake up. I was like, all right. I perfect him. Well, I mean, he basically chipped me, but he never got a real hit. Beat him, win the tournament. He flips out. He walks away. Everyone's cheering me because no one wanted to see a Deathstroke win. Bro, I was so high. I had this high in my head. I was like, I feel the best. I feel the best. Like, I don't really do many tournaments, and mainly the ones I had done was like little grassroots stuff. Like, I played the tournament for Ultimate Storm 3. Or Storm 3 for Naruto. And I remember me and my friend, we had no more chakra, no more supers, no more clone jutsu or disappearing. And we were literally face to face. So I just grabbed them. Just a simple grab. And everyone lost their shit. I was like, what? But that's beside
that's crazy.
That's beside that. All right,
before we let you go, we got to ask you. Do we turn the tables on you? Do you have any questions for us? I love this. I just love it before every time. Everybody goes like, wait. They go,
You know, I actually do have a question for you. A couple days ago, I don't know if you saw this tweet. It's from a fighting game player. It's from a fighting game player named Javits. Shout out to Javits. And he was asking, what do you think is missing in fighting game content? And this shit started a firestorm. So I like
to wonder. Really?
This actually comes around like once or twice a year, and I always find it. I find it funny. I won't say why. I always find it funny when people talk about it. But I want to know what you guys think.
Ooh, well, I want Benny to answer.
What's missing in fighting game content?
I want to see what you say.
All right. So I think is missing in fighting game content is a full roster. First off, like most fighting games, I feel like don't have the full roster that they want. They have it, but you have to pay for it.
Like DLC. No,
not from the video game. From like content creators.
Oh, content creators? Oh, I'm missing man. You know what, Tevin? You answer this.
You know, I think it's most important for you. This is tough. Because I usually love like the whole watching you guys play ranked and then the training and stuff like that. And it's just like, for me personally, it's easier to get into. Like, I think I like your videos a lot. Your videos are really explained very well, stuff like that. So, because I watched like, I watched like these videos like back to back for like 10 hours, like damn straight, damn for a long time, bro.
Yeah.
I'm a little weirdo. I'm sorry.
I just like how you
explain like Dragon Ball Fighters to me simply. And the way you weren't, you come off obnoxious or like how you would just explain it very well. And some people can't really do that. And I just wish that like, you explain the terms to like fighting games very well, how you were. And like, playing just, you make it simpler for like anybody can understand it. Stuff like that. If you make me, because I need flashcards sometimes, I was like, with frame data, bro, and all that other stuff. And I was like, you just help. For me to become like, I've referenced a lot of your videos a lot when I watch like any fighting game. So you helped me transcend all fighting games from like NetherRealm, all that stuff like that. Like I use stuff from NRS games from your videos, bro. That's what makes sense. Some people just don't have that at all. Maybe just Also, some people also hate the game sometimes, or they hate playing the game. Like when you know, like they hate the game, it makes it totally different. Like, but also like. You should like play what you like. That's what I kind of like how you run it. Because like, if you're explaining something to somebody and you hate the game, you're not coming from like, you know, hey, we're trying to get better. So like, this anything like that's why I like I think about like teachers. Like, whatever your favorite subject is, if you're a teacher, you should teach that.
Yeah,
like, you put different love in it than like you would do something else. Like, you explain fighters, like I can tell you care, stuff like that. Like, just. I wish fighting game players would do that. Like Tom Ray's my like one of the craziest persons like ever met. Like, he's cool too, man.
I want to hear his story.
He's a wild man, but like I like how he talks about Mortal Kombat because like I could tell the passion there and stuff like that. He wants to do that for Sub-Zero. Like, I want like this is a different hate, a different type. You hate the game,
yeah.
So I wish like if you hate the game, don't play it.
Yeah, because you're gonna sour that for other people. Yeah,
I know, but like I mean, you can sour other people, but she's like. You can tell when a person's different. It's totally, like when you play fighters, bro, even just Guilty Gear, so like you're biking. I'm like, Sharingan, I'm stealing all that. But I understand, like, because Guilty Gear was rough for me because I never played Guilty Gear at all. Never before.
So the one thing I can say about Beast Coast people in general, because my first iteration for the whole company was because I'm a big Pokemon guy. So, like, your fighting game is my Pokemon. I love competitive Pokemon, and Beast Coast has. Like some of the best people in the world in Pokemon, like Cybertron John, Aaron, Wolfie Glick, Wolfie Glick, the greatest Pokemon player in the world, and also you, Lord Knight. So like your content and the whole establishment of the company, I mean, you guys put out good content for whatever game you're playing, and each thing that you guys have done for your respectful genres of video game, I mean, bro, there's just endless content. Each and everyone. Because like not only is this your passion, this is also your job. So like there isn't a sense of value to like dig deep to these games. And like there's a lot of games that like I've never thought that like I would really like. Then I see a video by somebody in Beast Coast and I'm like, you know what? This shit is pretty deep. I actually like it. I'm gonna actually watch some more videos. And I think what's missing is more people like that, like people like yourselves that will go in and you would like the game, but you can also be very critical of the game. Like, this is not good. But guess what? The fighting game community, that I can say is, they've been very responsive towards, like, hot fixes and patches and stuff like that. Because, like, they do, like, fighting games live and breathe by their hardcore fan base. Because the first week in any fighting game, you have a shit ton of people online. And then usually a week or two, all the scrubs get pushed away. So, I don't know. I think content with a very like a diverse range of criticism can be very beneficial because you never want to like lead on your viewers or your customers. So
Good.
I just say thank you for the content, man.
Yeah. And there's a difference between like getting like insulted playing fighting games as like you're trash and like that and they like, hey, backdash, blocks. This baby fuck. Hey, that's plus. Don't do that. I would do it anyway. Plus, it's plus. Don't do that.
You just have to be playing on stream. I'd definitely be calling people trash, but then, like.
No, but there's a difference when you're like.
That is it's then immediately after, I'm like, oh my God, dude, I suck so much. Or like,
yeah, see, so I kinda compliment
people when I think they do suck.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, it's, I'm like, whoa. I just try to, yeah, you just, it's a way of just learning fight, like, well, yeah, you do it. I was missing, that's what's missing, like, more, people are passionate about the game you like, and if you don't like the game, don't play it, like,
yeah.
Father God. Wow. Like, it just bugs me when people, you can tell when someone doesn't, like, their content, it leaks in their content, unfortunately, but there's some people I can listen to and I can't, like, because you're just very, I like how you explain it and how you just do things. Cool.
Yeah.
So, but you're good job. You're good job.
You should check out that thread, by the way. It is a legit, like, I'm hyped. People writing essays about, like,
I'm excited. I'm bad. Yeah. I'm excited. Because it was like that Tekken one, and it was like this one. I was like, I'm down. But, man, we asked you before you go, what are you watching? What are you reading? What are you into? What's going on right now? What's going on? What's up?
What's going on? I actually got a lot of shit going on right now. So, of course, it's Guilty Gear. So, season 4 confirmed. I'm really hoping to get, like, you know, in this genre, in these competitive genres, you know, you set up goals for yourself and stuff. And, like, I really think I've almost done everything that a fighting game player would want to do. There's literally only a couple of things left I want to do, or want to accomplish, I say. There's only a couple left on my list. And for reference, it's like, I remember when I was starting, I was like, okay, like, these are how tournaments set up. So, like, I want to win a local, I want to win a regional, did I want to win a major, did I want to win, like the, you know, certain majors people care about more than others, I want to win one of those. And actually, when I started, I didn't give a fuck about Evo, actually. The whole time I started caring about Evo was actually the first time I went, I didn't win, I got second. And that's why I started getting really driven to, like, try to win Evo. But I have not a single one. So I've gotten second 3 times, and I've gotten fourth once. And even getting multiple finals, people are like, man, like, you're fucking mean. You got multiple finals. I'm like, no. I was like, no.
That's not what I want. That's not what I want.
Okay. Between that and also, I've never made a tour finals either. So I've never actually qualified for a world tour finals. And, like, on the one hand, I haven't got a lot of opportunities because, you know, like, if you're playing, like, Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat, there's, like, you've been in this cycle since, like, 2012, 2013. But for anime, I think it's pretty new, relatively. You know, it's Dragon Ball. And I'm kind of a slow learner of how to, like, put things together. I think I could have done it in Dragon Ball, but the pandemic happened. So I think the best thing I've ever made in Dragon Ball was during the pandemic. So if you ask people who were playing me at that time, they'll tell you, like, the team I was playing at that time was really, really broken. Really broken, and no one thought of it. It was a product of, like, studying the game type thing. So I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of that. But I never got to, like, play at a national, international level, really, just with, like, people of that skill level. I think Guilty Gear has been a couple years of the tour, and my character picks in this game haven't been, like, tournament winners, basically. So those are, like, the two things I'm focusing on in Guilty Gear, and plus future games. Like, basically all my, especially as I review past mindsets that I've had that I've, like, really internalized, and I review all these things of, like, really calibrating myself to achieving these goals. That's one really big thing that's going on. Of course, it's YouTube. So I have a YouTube channel, Smiley Face.
Hey.
If you go watch it, I will like you a lot. Even if you don't like the stuff I like, it's fine. You know, you play fighting games, all good. I'm really hoping to get my silver play button this year. I'm pretty sure I will just by continuing. But yes. I really want that. I really, really want that.
Let's go.
I think YouTube is incredibly important. Really important. So I'm continuing to work on that and slowly expanding what I do, because I think last year I fucked up and I did too much that didn't mean anything. So I stopped doing a bunch of stuff, and I was like, okay, the most important things are just Twitch, YouTube, and then let's slowly expand. So now I'm, like, doing that slow expansion, like, at my own pace, which I think is what I really needed. I ran my own event last month. I actually ran a Summit Style Invitational in Mexico, with the help of Beast Coast, who like funded it basically, and a production company called Ming Game. So if you haven't heard of them, they run Smash Factor. That's like the huge Smash tournament that they have every year in Mexico. So they helped me run it. And we're definitely running another one this year for another game, wink wink, and hopefully more. Trying to lock down that space because no one is really doing that right now because Beyond the Summit is gone. So I'm really trying to lock that down, really. Just by doing it, I think I'm ahead of everybody, but like really want to have that,
right?
Going on. And yeah, those are basically the main things. Basically, the majority of my days are revolving around like content, practicing Guilty Gear, working on. So now the next one, because this one already happened. So okay. Now the next one, next invitational, plus like, you know, daily life stuff, like making sure I exercise, make sure I eat well.
Okay.
After this podcast, smiley face.
Hey.
Oh. I had not to the. I went to the barbershop in Japan, but he didn't trim my beard. He just lined me up. That's why I look all Scruff McGruff right now. So I gotta.
Are you cool, man? You got the salt and pepper going on. I like it. I dig it.
Yeah, I love it.
Me and Benny, we gotta go. We gotta get to the tournament, Benny. We gotta go. I guess we gotta do your first big thing, Benny. We have to do it. Or you go one of these, at least one of these.
You said you know Cybertron Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh my god, man. That'd be cool. So cool. Oh man, he's such an awesome guy.
He told me I could ban from Pokemon. It was sick.
Oh, why? Because how you talk?
No, because, I mean, yes, but the first time I met those guys, because what one thing is like, it's pretty easy to just like stay in your lane, basically. Remember how earlier I was like, oh, I try to make sure like I do stuff so that I try to set aside some sort of time towards new things. Yeah. So, like, one thing I do is, like, for example, if I go to DreamHack, I try to meet people. I try to meet pro players from other games a lot. So, like, when Wolf did the gym in Manhattan, I went to that. Yeah. I went to Safari Zone. So I always try to catch up with them. The first time I met them, we were, like, exchanging stories about tournaments. And all my tournament stories are like, yeah, we ended up in the club. We had like 8 bottles. Or like, oh, yeah, like, we went to a strip club. I stayed out until 8. And then top 8 was at 10 a.m. Or like, oh, yeah, I got really drunk the night before. And I woke up 5 minutes before top 8, play Hotashi, beat him. Like, you know, that's all that shit. Or like, oh, yeah, I was like, yeah, I called this guy. I said all these mean things about this person because I thought he sucked. And then they're laughing. They're loving it. And then I was like, oh, who should I play in Pokemon? They're like, you can't play Pokemon. You'd be banned, dude. Like, you're
insane human.
I'm like, oh, dude. It's fighting games. Like, what?
Because it's like, because Pokemon, I always say it's like chess. And like, fighting game is like boxing almost.
Yeah, chess, like, fighting game is like the UFC.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah. It's going to be like bloody and, you know, some shit talking, bro. I love it.
Yeah, no, the only reason why is in fighting games in comparison.
Yeah, bro. I know. The boys plays, man. It's just so much shit talking. It's someone's gonna leave early because they're pissed. So,
yeah. there's also like I told them about like regional heckling or something. Apparently, you can't do that in Pokemon. Yeah. I told them the story about I got flown out to the Dominican Republic specifically to play the Guilty Gear scene. Because they were talking so much shit about US players, and they specifically thought I sucked a ton. They were like, we don't know how this guy beats people. And then not only did I win the tournament, but that was one of those, like, stayed out till 4 a.m., got really fucked up. next day, I literally wanted to die. Like, I was like, dude, I thought the top 8 was at 1, it was at 11. Like, it was bad, but we closed it, so it's fine.
Hey, let's go.
At least to my knowledge, like, the Pokemon tournament stories are pretty interesting of, like, trying to hide stuff and, like, worrying about leakers and all that stuff.
That was the craziest shit from last World Tournament. So many people got banned because they used hacked Pokemon. It's like,
yeah,
it's
like hacked Pokemon.
Like equivalent to, like, steroids.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I find that stuff.
If you go to Twitter,
there's plenty. There's a lot of shit, bro. There's a lot of shit with Pokemon. I'm like, bro, these guys are insane. So much shit talking.
I love it.
I,
I guess we gotta go. You want Vinny? You know what? I'll do Pokemon and you'll do a fighting game. I'll do Pokemon trying to do a fighting game.
You're wrong on Pokemon. No. Today, I'm surprised you haven't played one yet.
Bro, it's so hard. It's so hard. I play for funsies. I think
this is like Scarlet and Violet were the first one that fully went like competitive. Like I actually got placed ranked like 1,000th one in one season, which was big for me personally. Because I'm like, if I can make a little Japanese kid cry, I'm happy.
No, that shit is real. Like, you know, in Guilty Gear, there's like a fan ranking. It's called a rating update. And there are people like, so if you're like an actual good tournament player, you'll hear people be like, oh, I reached like 1800 ELO or I'm like top 10 on my character. And you'd be like, oh, I don't give a fuck. But like for that person who's like either not super competitive or like they've never played a fighting game before, it's legitimately difficult. Like,
it is,
like
bro.
You just forget sometimes.
It's Tekken actually reminded me.
That's what I like about like,
research, man.
Yeah.
Like, people got to put in the work, man. You don't go in just taking ass. Like,
I'll destroy you.
I'll beat you.
I don't care. That's my favorite thing. I always get destroyed and come back and win. That's how we do this.
All right, man. I'm down to die.
I'm ready. I'm down. It's just a matter of just like, I'm down. You got to enter a tournament for me.
You got to do a tournament for me.
Just because like the same thing with his issue.
That's the deal. Okay.
Everything you have to travel to it. I'm like,
I'll fly out to a Pokemon tournament, get bodied or whatever. I'm down. Whatever happens. But
I think there's one in Indianapolis right now.
Okay, that's not bad. But Delaware. We're not that far.
We're far from everything right now.
We're not that far, bro.
Hop and skip.
Bro, I love your stories, man. You're trashed off, like going to a different country and just destroying them, bro. That shit just made me fucking laugh, man. I love it.
They're also man.
What? Thank you, Lord Knight, for coming on the Power Fridging Podcast. Tell us where they can find you.
So by far the two most important places would be twitch.tv/LordKnight. I was lucky, and I've been using Twitch since justin.tv. So I actually have Lord. You'd be actually surprised how hard it is to lock down the name Lord Knight, by the way, but I have it on Twitch. And on YouTube is Lord Knight FGC. So those are the two main things I'm focusing on. This is one of the things I'm trying to do that is new, is I want to go back to making a short form content. I haven't done it basically for a while. I also did it in a really lazy way, as in like I used Twitch clips and converted them to short. It's lazy in that like it's just you're just reusing clips and not making like original shorts. So I really want to actually start making original short form content. And the other thing is I probably at some point will go back to doing Patreon. Patreon was actually one of the things that made me think I was bullshitting a lot, but I do have a patreon.com/LordKnight. It's not active at the moment, again, because I have a story of like, what am I doing? I gotta like really focus on what I'm doing. I want to bring that back by like, I want to be doing both those things by like Evo. So the Twitch and YouTube, like those are active. You know, there's like a Discord if you want to come talk shit or whatever. But yeah, those are basically the main places. Also, the easiest way to reach me by far is Twitter. So twitter.com/LordKnightBB. That's pretty much it.
All right. Yeah. Benny, where can they find you, Benny?
They can find me on Instagram at BennyJBlanco and on X/Twitter, TheBennyJBlanco. What about you, Sailor?
Follow me on Instagram because the ladies love that. So
please
make number go up. So I could people love it. I'm not gonna hear people love it.
All right, well, we will follow Instagram. Benny has a book. Benny also wrote a book. Buy his book.
It's fits into the bio.
Buy his book. Benny boy, buy his book. Do it. I'm Sailor Games 18 everywhere. TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, whatever. At your mom's house, that's where I be. I love you guys. Thank you. Hit the like button, hit the share button, thumbs up it, share, thank you. DM us, email us. We have a POS pod. Do all that good stuff. Love you. Have a great day. Lord Knight. We give you, all right, what is your advice of the day? Somebody owe you money. You want to first advise someone?
Tell advice, them pull up right advice now. Advice of the day?
Yeah, advice for the day. Like, if somebody owe you money, if you want to do a first advise, money matters, something pull up, whatever. That's just whatever you want to say.
It's fight of the day or advice of the day?
Or advice for the day.
My advice of the day is you can't put the thing off. You have to do it now because you can literally die today. So you have to do it now. Okay. That's how I'd be acting too. So
do it now.
Yeah,
do it now. Go on.
Go do the thing you're putting off.
Yeah. Please. All right. Thank you.
Yes. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.